Okay, so let's jump into the Bnei Yonah here. His explanations of the Gemara. Right? No, don't take a psiagasa. Don't make it look like it's a burden for you to be in shul. Yerushalmi said yesterday, Dafka, go slow. Take small steps. Right? We saw the Rambam, who put in both Lashonos. Don't walk with psiagasas, but do walk slowly. He put it both in. It's very cool. So now let's see, the Bnei Yonah's in the back. Rabbeinu Yonah is on page Gimel Beis. It's probably the last sticky you have, if you have stickies. It looks like a Gemara page. So if you're on the ones that the second, so go on Gimel Amud Beis of the back Gemaras. What did he say?
Three lines down in the wide lines. If it's the same source of that.
Yeah, but go up to the. We'll just read. We always read the inside. Look at the riff. So the riff's on in the inside. The riff looks like the Gemara. Right in the middle of the page, I don't know, like 12 lines down, the second one line, there are two dots. Remember, Bechelba. In the middle, right, that looks like the Gemara. 12 lines down, I'm over here. Remember, Bechelba. Am Rav Huna, it's just a quote of the Gemara, but it's Kedai. Hayotze, mi besa knesses, person who's leaving the besa knesses. Al yusi psiagasa, don't take these haughty, big stride steps. Am Rabai, lo am Rabai, lo bin danafik. We only said that referring to leaving shul. Aval demeal, but when you're going into shul mitzvah lemerhat, it's a mitzvah to run. Shenemar v'neida ner defoladas Hashem. Right, the riff adds the word v'neida in the pasuk. I mean, it's in the pasuk, but the Gemara didn't quote that word. V'neida ner defoladas Hashem. That you have to know to run towards knowing Hashem. Amr b'zera meresh. Pause here. Let's see the Rabbeinu Yonah. So on the big lines, third line down. Towards the end of the line, big bold letters, Hayotze. Hayotze basic knesset al yifsi psiagas. Okay? Leaving the shul, don't take psiagasas. So let's see what Rabbeinu Yonah says like this. Hatam, the reason is, mivnei shenira kimi sheyotze min haTorach el haManucha. Because when you take big steps out of shul, when you look like you're running out of shul, it seems to be you're showing that you're leaving a place of burden and you're running towards a place of menucha. You're running out of this place. You had
is this Penny yesterday? You said
I mentioned this yesterday.
No, I'm saying that they never give us reasons, but right away, like the Rishonim or whatever, say Hatam, the reason.
So usually not. Rabbeinu Yonah does. That's why Rabbeinu Yonah on Gemara Brachas is awesome, as we've seen many times. He gives reasons, understandings. Usually the Rishonim don't give. There are sprinkled. Sometimes they do, but there's even deeper. So the Tam is right. Don't make it look like. Sounds again, it's like almost like a Maris Ayin. It looks like to other people that you're leaving a place that's burdening you, shul, and you're going to a place of menucha. Vo hefech. This is the complete opposite. V'nahafechu. Shebeis ha-knesses u'beis ha-tfila. The shul is a place of tfila. Hi menucha. That's the place of your menucha. Right? That should be the place of menucha. Now, what does menucha mean? Menucha is a big, big word. Menucha is one of those words that you can't just translate as rest, which people do. How could you translate it as rest? Shul is a place of rest? That's not what it means. Well, it doesn't say shalom.
Shabbos,
menucha. But again, what does menucha mean?
Settled.
Being settled. Menucha sanefesh.
Security.
I don't want to say security. All these words are close to it. Like state, but is that true? When I daven, with
the bren.
You ever see Ellie? Don't say next to Ellie to daven. He's screaming in my ear the whole time. So jumping. But I'm not going to go into the whole Indian menucha now. And I'd have to analyze it according to Rabbeinu Yonah. But he calls shul based menucha, which truthfully, I don't know if I've ever heard that usage that a shul is a place of menucha. Shabbos menucha. I don't know what else you hear is menucha. But a base kinesis is a place of menucha. Tefillah is a place of menucha. Interesting. If it means menucha means reconnecting, right? You're settling in the nefesh, right? Menucha means, in a very gas terminology, not working, right? Gas means just like a very, well, like a lav dafka. I'm just saying like in a big way. I don't want to say.
I'm saying lav dafka.
See gas.
Correct.
It's the opposite of work.
In a certain way, it's the opposite of work, because generally work means all of the energy. The Baal Tani talks about this, that when a person gets from the neshama all the energy, And then he sends all of that energy to his hands to do work, and his eyes and his legs. Everything is going out. He's taking energy out, and he's doing stuff. So there's nothing wrong with that. That's life. But when you bring that energy back, like on Shabbos, you can't do work. That's called a menucha. Everything is nach. The energy that you have is staying closer to home than it's going out. Which this is the whole inyan of this week's parsha, and many of the parshas recently. The difference between Vayakel, the difference between every time we talk about building the Mishkan, we always say Shabbos right beforehand. So the major chazal on all of these juxtapositions of Mishkan and Shabbos is that as holy as the building is, you're not allowed to build in Shabbos. Because so Shabbos, even though the Mishkan is the holiest of the holies, but so Shabbos is a time of menucha, you can't be using your energy even to build the Mishkan, because then that's not a state of menucha. That's called a chilul Shabbos. Right? We're talking about chalal, chilul, right? Leaving your makom kavua, or leaving, being the chalal, that place of kedusha. So shul is supposed to be a time where all your energy comes back. You're not going to work. You're not doing all that stuff. That's why if a person is thinking about work when he's davening, if he's thinking about all the other things he has to do, which is a way of, it's unfortunate, just reality, that's the way our brains work, but then you're not at a state of menucha, because you're still at work, you're still in all these places. The goal is to bring it back at home. The goal is to be connected, you and a Kaddish Baruch Hu. That's the goal. Akupanim. So you leave. So it looks like if you're running out, it looks like you're running away from that place of menucha, that base tefillah hi menucha. Person should be besimcha. Person should be besimcha when he's sitting in shul. Right? Do you want to be here? V'chein amruzal said the Gemara Megillah ki lo basim ad ata el menucha v'manachla. The pasuk says you have not yet reached the place of menucha, the place of nachla. Menucha is a Shiloh, where the Mishkan was. Right, this week's parsha, right? Shiloh, I mean, not this week's parsha, Shiloh, but Shiloh is also Gematria Moshe, it's a big Indian. So you didn't yet reach the place of Menucha, which is the Mishkan in Shiloh. Nachla ze Yerushalayim, ultimately the base of Mikdash in Yerushalayim. Hinei, so he says, you see from here, from this Gemara Megillah, Shahamakomo, Shahayu Makrivin, Behema Karbonos, the Mishkan and the Mikdash, Umespalin Behem, the place you davenin, Nikram Menucha ve Nachla. It's called the Menucha na Nachla. Nachla, even though it means inheritance, also has the letters Nun Ches, like Nach. Okay, interesting. Also, it's Nachal. There's a lot there. Akupanim. Don't run out of shul, because then it looks like you're not in a place of menucha. You're running out of that place. Right? Who? If you're in a vacation, no one wants to leave a vacation unless they have to. And even if you do, you drag your feet because you don't want to leave Mexico. It's so nice. I don't want to go back to work. But if you're running out there, either you're late for the plane, of course, but which is the train union. I wonder if running for the train is even a problem. I mean, let's say Lamaisa, the train is coming. Let's say it's coming. Okay, you should have left early. Okay, great. But you didn't. Now what do you do? The train's coming. Is there an Isra Psiagasa, or can you run towards the train? I don't know, have to ask a posik.
Mitzvah to mitzvah.
Mitzvah to mitzvah. Nah, you can say that about anything.
Yeah, Daphne, me on the train, so.
Okay. I don't know if this, you can't, that's not the answer to the question. You need more of an etzem answer. Not
according that. To this, the base menucha is shul, place to down, base to learn. Even if you're walking slowly, you're still leaving the base of menucha.
Yeah, but you're leaving in a way of menucha. You're leaving. I mean, of course, we have to leave at some point. Yeah, but you're not leaving like. I mean, if you leave slowly, it means it's still a place of menucha for you. When you run out of shul, you're showing that was never a menucha. That's the problem. You know, it's like a bizayon to that place. Mm. It's showing that that's not a place of menucha where it should be. It should be for zocha. So for some people, they were never given the right tools to appreciate it. Right? If someone sends you to a beach, and it's the hottest day of the year. And he says, no, this is the greatest place. You're going to have such an enjoyable time. And he sends you to the beach. You go to the beach. You're burning. You're sweating. And you're getting burnt up. That's not enjoyable. But if he gives you a blanket, and he gives you an umbrella, and he gives you suntan lotion, and he gives you cold water, the tools, now you could appreciate. Assuming you like the beach. I hate the beach, Agav. But assuming you do like the beach and you give all the tools, then you can enjoy it. What happens if you go to shul, and they're like, they don't even give you a sitter. You don't even know what you're doing. You don't understand what the words mean. Why am I here? Or learning what's going on over here. So it's not enjoyable. Right? That's why every kid who comes to shul, they want to get out as fast as possible. Which I totally understand. Why wouldn't they want to get out? Why are they there? Oh, it's chalant. Okay. So that's how we hold them in. At least there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And that's what we have to do. Because if they wouldn't have that holding them, You know, we don't know when they'll come back. They always come back, but fine.
He doesn't specify like it's more a sign. He just says that it appears that you know that you're leaving this place quickly. So like maybe so that seems like it's more on you. It's like we do things all the time that you shouldn't do because it's gonna rub off on you that you're gonna maybe start coming to running and being cited to leave shul. So you don't want it to look like that and make to change you. But like if you know that you're leaving to catch a train and you're not like excited, you know, maybe so then you could like if you need to get somewhere. You know, maybe that would be okay.
Maybe. But you're making a good point, and I'll tell you in a second why. So it seems to be, again, could be I'm reading it wrong, you could tell me, but there's two reasons why it's usher to take psia gases out of shul. Number one, because it looks on the outside, it doesn't look good. Other people are seeing it, and that creates a bizayun to the place. And two, yourself. You shouldn't be a person who's leaving fast. Now, it seems to be, Rabbeinu Yonah, it seems to be he's learning that it's what marasayim, but it's going to appear from the outside. We're going to see based on the next Rabbeinu Yonah that maybe from what he says over there, we can learn back on this Rabbeinu Yonah that he's really also talking about himself, that your actions affect you. Yeah?
No, to this point, let's say there was no one in shul. Are you allowed to run?
Right, that'd be enough to come in. Right. If no one was there, if it's about an marasayim, you could run. Or you could say not, because maybe there's still people. I mean, it doesn't matter the people outside. Maybe the people outside shul. And even if Maris Ayin is like, you can't do it because there's even cheder chadarim, right? That's the sugya of Maris Ayin. That even in your room where no one's there, it's still usser. Once it's Maris Ayin, there's no heterim. I mean, there's always exceptions, and I'm not a halachist, so you have to ask one of those. Alkopan. Let's see this next Rabbeinu Yonah, and then we have to see.
Is he equating Menucha and Nachla?
I mean, the Gemara is from Megillah. The Gemara Megillah, which now is the time for Gemara Megillah, especially those who are learning in the Chabura. So, Daf Yoram Aleph.
No.
Morning Shabbos. Okay. Here we go. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, amazing thing here. I mentioned it yesterday. I've been da'ayo b'mitzvah, but says Abaye, but to go up to a mitzvah, to go towards a mitzvah, the mirhat, you should run. Running to a mitzvah is a big inyan. Shenem ravenedin near the fladasas Hashem. So the pashup shot is, running to shul, running to learning, that's called Das Hashem. You're learning to daven, you know, right? B'chol derechecha dayeyu. In all your ways, know God. So, shul is where Hashem is, learning is where Hashem is, right? So run towards Hashem. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, amazing. He says, Kloimar. Whenever you see the word Kloimar in Rashi or Rabbeinu Yonah, it means, I'm about to explain to you something that wasn't exactly understood at the beginning. It's a little bit of a subtlety. Rashi says a lot of times, Kloimar. Means to say, which means you'd miss it if you don't read it carefully. Klomar, kishenirdefa, when a person's running, and he's running to shul, he's running to a mitzvah, nizkel yediya, you'll be zocha to a yediya, you'll be zocha to das, because of your running. Pashup shat is, running to the place where Hashem is, so you're running to know Hashem. So it's a Ben-Yon, it's a little bit of a knetch.
It's not just Jesus.
It's, well,
the Jesus causes.
It is. We're going to get to Jesus. Well, we'll get to Jesus. He's throwing Jesus in. So Sasharim, we'll get there. That's what we have today.
Well, see.
You have to understand. But he says, clear, when a person's running, he's zochet to something from his running. Like a schar almost. And that's called yediyah. Shekol dvarim tzrichim. Listen to this. Every word of Rabbeinu Yonah bracha. Mamash, you couldn't.
It's fire.
Fire is a good word. Shekol dvarim tzrichim hakdamas. Everything in this world needs a hakdama. It's a chassid. Right?
It's
avoid the hechsher mitzvah. What?
Well, hakdamas.
Everything's hakdamas. That comes from a rizal. Everything's hakdama. So everything needs a hakdama. Vaharadifa bekan, and the running here to shul, he hakdama. It's the hakdama that you need. Right? When you're by Pesach, you have to prepare the seder. You have to shach the animal. These are hakdamas. Here, running is considered a hakdama. Shemitoch chashko v'ta'avoso, through his cheshek, his desire, and his taiva, for the thing, which is the davening, the learning, if we're zochet to that, and you're running with that cheshek, hu holich b'merutza, how does cheshek come out in reality? You run. You desire something, you're pulled towards it. Yovo el yediya, umizeh yovo el yediya. And from this running, which comes from an inner motivation of cheshek and taiva, which is the Hakdama, from there comes a Yediyah. You're going to understand something more. Whether it's Torah, Tefillah, Hashem, you're going to be zochet to a higher level Yediyah. V'afilu b'Shabbos hu mitzvah. Even on Shabbos when you're not allowed to run, it's considered a mitzvah. Meaning, we learned in the Gemara, says Reb Zeira, Meirish, I thought when the rabbis were running to shul, it was a chil Shabbos, but then I heard you should run to a mitzvah. Also, I thought, okay, it's a mitzvah, run to a mitzvah, and it's okay on Shabbos. Says Reb Yonah, it's deeper than that. The running is a mitzvah, because it's the idea itself. You're going to be zochet to understand the shir, maybe, because of the running. V'afilu b'Shabbos hu mitzvah, the running's a mitzvah. The aim is mishum lo yehei hiluchach shel Shabbos kihiluch shel chol. The reason why you can't run on Shabbos is because there's a pasuk in Yeshaya, it's a derabanan, that you're walking on Shabbos should not be like walking during the week. During the week you run to things, right? It's always a hustle bustle. So on Shabbos you should never run, right? Because that's called chol. But if your running is actually a mitzvah, you're not just running to a mitzvah like the pashup shot. The running isn't a mitzvah. So the running is not chol anymore. You could have a running that's actually a mitzvah, which is Shabbos dik. When you run as a hakdama through cheshek and zrizis and taiva to a mitzvah, that itself is a mitzvah. That's not called weekday running. Kevin Shemeskavan the mitzvah, because he has a kavana to do the mitzvah, the running itself, it's a lumdus. The running itself becomes a mitzvah. It's kabbalah. So with that, let's see the Mesil Sashon. So here, so this is Rizus, obviously.
We have more,
yeah.
There's only one page, right?
It's only one page, yeah. This is the end of the Perek Zion. So we're just going to jump to the left side right now. We're going to the left side right now. He's going through all the sigas of Zerizus. Zerizus means running. It means before the mitzvah, during the mitzvah, all these inyanim. So at the end, Mesil Sharm is very geschmack, I'll tell you. And it only became really geschmack.
Maybe you should learn it.
I think so, maybe. In a certain sense. It became much more geschmack after I started to learn some chassidus. Before, because when you have, you can only learn based on the tools right in your brain, right? The way I see a page is based on whatever's in here. If you only have certain tools, so you learn with those certain tools. But when you're zochet to more tools, so you could see the page you could see a little bit deeper than what the page says. So when you have more of an array, let's say Ahava and Yira and Tevekis and different sugyas that, let's say, the Baal Shem opened up a little bit more, you start to understand the Amkus of Ramchal. The Ramchal, which is why it's so hard to learn the Ramchal, somehow he had his zechus. This is my own opinion, that he can write, almost like Rashi, he can write a line or two and mean three pages. It's not common, but he was able to do it, and that's why it's so hard, because he meant three pages. He can't write off a billion pages. You have to see within the words all the extras, and if you don't see it, then you don't get the full view, and then it's not as geschmack. So let's see. Based on, if you've never, haven't learned Mesil Sharm since, you know, you start learning from, you know, Rabbi Shirim and different chassidus, so here is going to be very geschmack. The Amnam, his bunny note, let's go a little bit deeper into Sug of Zerizis. Zerizis, it translates alacrity. You have to really learn the whole parak of Zerizis to understand what Zerizis means, and you can't translate in one word. Zerizis already, look in the word Zariz, you already see a remez to Raz, secret, Yud Zayin, Tov. It's the secret of good, to be a Zariz. Zariz, there's a lot of stuff in there. Zariz doesn't just mean to run. Listen to what he says. We have to go with Bina. We have to think deeply. Shekamosha Zrizis hutoledes ha-hislatus ha-pinimi. Just like Zrizis, that energy, that running, we'll say, is a byproduct of an inner excitement, like we just said from Ben Yonah. When a person's excited, taiva, cheshek, then he runs to shul. So just like running and being energetic comes from an inner motivation, you're excited. Cain min hazrizis yivaleit haislatus. So too, from zrizis, from actualizing zrizis in whatever way you do, that will give birth to more excitement. Hislatas. Laha, to be like a fire. Vainu. Kimisha margish atzmo b'maisa ha-mitzvah. Kimoshu memar tenu asa chitzona. Because when a person feels within himself, shemargish atzmo b'maisa ha-mitzvah, he feels within himself in this maisa, this action of mitzvah. Kimoshu memar, like he's running tenu asa chitzona. He feels on the inside like there's a lot of, it's moving, right? He's running on the outside. But if he could feel that on the inside, in not in an unstable, not in a Bahala way, but he's, there's a lot of movement on the inside, right? You only see when the car is going, you see the tires, but on the inside, the engine is flying around. So if you could feel that, Kain hine hagorem shetivar bo tenu also hapinimis, that's going to cause a fire. It's almost like a car. It's like a marshal of a car, right? It's always, there's fire, pistons, this, that, I don't know, but you probably know. It's gorem shetivar bar tenu also hapinimis. It fires up. You're running on the outside, fires up your inner movement. And you can increase your desire, your actual inner desire from your outer running. Which of course he's discussing, if you've heard many times, Bzil Shram talks about it, it's also in the Sefer Chinuch. Achre pu'ulos nimshech alavavos. After your actions goes your heart. We usually think, the way we feel is the way we act, which is true very often, which is not, shouldn't be true. So this is an Indian of Nasa Venishma. Very nice. That when you're Nasa, so he's saying over here, the Chiddush is, when you're Nasa, you just run, you put energy in, that will cause on the inside an energy. It's a concept of Lolo Shma. These are all different Bechinas of the same thing. But if you walk into shul, I'm just giving an example, it's heavy, and you're going very slow, and you're dragging your feet, or as I like to say in the Sichas Arancha, you're a droopy Jew. You're a droopy Jew, you do, everything's with droopy. Yeah, you go to shir, but it's droopy. Okay, again, Baruch Hashem, you went to shul, you get schar. We're talking about the person himself. It's not going to add to his life. So, gam tenuas rucho tishka v'sichbe. So too his insides are going to be affected. Tenuas rucho, the ruach, the ruchness of the person. Tishka has to become sunken down. The sichba is going to be heavy. Okay, whatever. And his ears won't be open to hear the shir. He won't be excited. V'zed dover shahani sayun yideyu. And this is what experience has proven. Right? You fake it till you make it. It's a true thing. That lo lishma bo lishma. Fake it. Do something chitzonius. Chitzonius is not faking it, but chitzonius in a certain way. Chitzonis compared to Pinimis is faking it. It's fake it till you make it. Run to the mitzvah. That'll help excite you. Right? That's why davening out loud is such an important thing. So important. Because sometimes you go into davening and taka, you're tired. Or you don't really understand. Whatever it is. So therefore what happens? If you go into a place, you're not feeling good, you're low. So then you daven in a whisper. Because we act generally. We act based on what we feel. But we can't do that. Daven out loud. It doesn't matter if you know what the words mean or not. It doesn't mean if you're tired. Just daven out loud, because that can rev the engines. Even if that doesn't make you understand anything, it doesn't bring you to the highest levels of kavana, but you're into it. You're into it. And that causes a certain chain reaction on the inside. You feel good about that. It's like endorphins. It's a little bit endorphins. You work out. It's hurting you while you're working out, but afterwards you feel good. So davening, you're davening out loud, it takes effort. It might be embarrassing maybe, or you're tired and you don't want to, but you put the effort in. Afterwards, you feel good. Like, I davened today. I davened. I gave my best shot. I gave my all. It's very psychological. But then again, the Kaddish Baruch Hu created psychology. So it makes sense. Someone said to me once, he says, oh, the safer, this thing you were saying, that's what the psychologist said. It's very psychological. I said, yeah, Kaddish Baruch Hu created that. And the psychologist hopped onto that. It's not like the psychologist created it and then Torah's taking it from them.
It's not a Kaddish.
Yeah, they hopped into a certain kochas of chachma sometimes not, but then right that, and that brings out the ratzon Hashem, that brings out the chachmas Hashem. V'amun kvar yadata. So this was made into a song. Karduna made this into a beautiful song. V'amun kvar yadata. Okay, I can't sing. Shanirtze Yosef b'vodas Hashem, the most desired by avodas Hashem in Hashem's eyes is Baruch Shmo. What does the Kaddish Baruch Hu really want from us? He wants all of our ma'aseh mitzvahs, tefillin, talis, tzedakah, torah, tefillah, everything. Shabbos, he wants all the mitzvahs. But what does he really, really want within the mitzvahs? Chevetz Alev, a person who has a heart that wants Uchukas Anashama, a person who truly desires to do the mitzvah. Hashem wants a Jew to say that I want to be a shul and I want to be here. I want to be given tzedakah. I want to be put on a tefillin. That's what Hashem wants a Jew to be thinking and feeling. Because these mitzvahs are for us. Imagine a parent and a child. You take the kid on a vacation. You want the kids to say, I want to be here, I'm happy to be here. But when they just complain, it's like the worst of the worst. Right, so we should have just stayed home. Where's your kar satov? There's a million things that you could say to the kids. So Kadosh Baruch Hu says it to us. This mitzvah is for you. You have to understand it. You understand it when you're older, tell the kids, right? Kadosh Baruch Hu says, you understand it when you're older. Learn a little pinimis. This is what David HaMelech praised his good portion with. And he had a hard life, David. And he said, that my nefesh, my soul, yearns, longs for you, Kadosh Baruch Hu. I'm thirsty. Yeah. That's where the head goes. It's automatically, your mouth couldn't control itself. You have to go to that place. Nichsefa v'gam kalsanafshi chatzas Hashem. I yearning, and it's kalsanafshi is a, you can't even translate it into words. A total longing to be in the chatzar of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to be in His place. Right. That's what we want to get to. That's what Hashem wants. Tzom lecha nafshi, kam lecha basari. My nefesh is thirsty. My body is weary from cholas ahava for a Kadosh Baruch Hu's. It's a big schus to appreciate a mitzvah, to be besameich over a mitzvah, to yearn for a mitzvah, to want to get up for shachar as mincha marav. It's a big schus, but you can work on it, and the possibility is there if you understand the mitzvah. But when you have a person who is inside, they're not desiring, they're not excited for this mitzvah. Eitza tova hilo. I'm telling you a piece of advice. Here's a Menachem over here. Give me an eitza. Question. Mr. Shem was well before Rabbi Nachman. Not well before, but before. Eitze tovi lo, she is dariz beretzono. You have to be mezariz. You have to put energy into your ratzon, into your doings. Kidei shimashich mizeh, so it will flow from there, shetivolid bo'achem debeteva. That you will give birth to a natural desire, wanting for this thing. So put your energy into it. Fake it till you make it. Ki atenua hachitzona, here you go, Pini. Ti atenua hachitzona, ma'oreres apinimus. The outer movements, even your mouth, even your running, whatever it is, an outer movement, is ma'orer, inspires the pinimus. Ubevade she yoser mesura biyado, hi hachitzona ma'pinimus. And for sure, what's in a person's hands more, the chitzonius or the pinimus? The chitzonius. I could choose to run much quicker than I could choose to be besimcha. So if you don't have control yet over your insides, which we should be zochet to, and there is a program to do that, we should take shlita over our insides. But until then, right, because usually the mind can tell the heart how to feel. You have to work on that. But if you're not yet ready for that, so your body also has an ability to tell your heart how to feel. It's not as powerful, but it mamash works. Were you ever not happy and you went into the mirror and you smiled? I actually did it once. Unbelievable. You're just like in a fine mood, and then you look in the mirror, right at yourself, and you just give yourself a big smile, and it lifts you up. Try it. It's unbelievable.
The Rebbe, back in the day, I used to encourage everyone to go to the mirror and just stare in the mirror with a smile.
And there's a lot of, they'll tell you the science behind it, because it takes more muscles to smile than to frown, but that's also true, because then it's a his oris, it's a tenuos, a chitonis. When you smile, if you have to use energy to smile, right? Stam is like this. That's not happy, but you have to put energy into smile. You have to put energy into say hi to somebody, right? When you do that, that's a tenua chitzonis, that's being ma'or the pnimius. It's as simple as that. But it's coming from here. It's unbelievable. So he says, so we have the ability to do chitzonis dika thing, so do it. And that'll be more the pnimius. And if you do with what you can in your hands, running, jumping, clapping, but Rabbi Nachman is very serious about clapping and jumping. He's not joking. Because that's also ma'orer. Right? He says, if you do with what you have within your ability, listen to what he says. Yikne gama she'enu biyodo behemshech. If you do what you can do in your ability, then you'll be zocha to that which was not in your ability before. Right? Which is the insides. Ki tivolid bo simcha ha-panimis, because what's going to be born inside of you? An inner simcha. A chifetz, a desire, a chemda, a desire. Nikoach mashu mislai betinu also berotzen, from the power of the excitement, of your outer excitement. Because the emes is also another inyan. When by a mitzvah, you really want to be besimcha with a mitzvah, but you just don't know how. If you'd ask a guy, would you like to be a droopy Jew in davening or a happy Jew? Of course, everyone would say a happy Jew. I don't know how to do that. But your real rotzen, and there's no, I don't believe anybody would disagree. Everybody, every Jew's true rotzen is to be into it, to love davening, to love learning. Yeah. So when you can't get there through your understanding, running, putting in even mindless energy is really tapping into what you really, really want to be. So that combination, it's really being who you want to be. It's really your inner ruts. So then that floods through and even gets to your heart. You hear the amkus there? That's really, really who you want to be. So you're doing whatever you could do to do that. So that reveals it.
It's the key to unlock
it. It's mamish the key to unlock it. Mamish the key to unlock it. It's the maftach. So he says, so therefore, what do we see from here? Neida, nirdefa, ladasas Hashem. Neida, you have to know that shul is a good thing. You have to have an inner rotzen. But I don't know, I can't get, but I don't feel it really. So what does the pasuk say? Nirdefa, so run, says Rabbeinu Yonah, and then what? Ladasas Hashem, then you'll be zoche to know a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Neida, you have to have a basic rotzen, understanding of Yiddishkeit. But I don't feel it really. But I know it's the emes. Nirdefa run, says Rabbeinu Yonah. What happens when nirdefa? You are kone a new yediyah, which is the insides. Says, so now that's what exactly he's saying over here, right? That the chitzoni says ma'or the panimi is you're zochet to this yediyah. And what does he end off the paragraph with? V'umah shahaya hanavi omer v'neida nirdefa ladasas Hashem. This is the pasuk of Gemara, and this is mamash Rabbeinu Yonah. This is the explanation of Rabbeinu Yonah was saying. And the Vakasav Achre Hashem Yilech, which is the other pasuk we were discussing, Kari Yishag, after Kadosh Baruch Hu, he should go with Aryeh. So one of the ways to understand is that when a lion roars, see, either you could be scared, you run. That's one of the ways they learn it, but that's doesn't go well here. So when the lion roars, it's more like almost like a movie, all the animals gather together to serve him. Because he's the king. When he roars, you better be there. You better run to that spot. So that's what he's saying over here. When the lion roars, you run. So if there's a mitzvah there, run to it. Because in that way, you'll be zocha to the extra yediyah, ladasas Hashem, you'll be ma'or the pinimis, and you'll mamish be living aligned with who you really want to be. It's huge. Shabbat Zocha.